When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with a skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." One of our Christmas hymns was written as a poem in 1849 by Edmund Sears. It's titled, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." It's basically a poem about the Christmas angels. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. This is a song of hope. It's a song of peace. It's a song of joy. The original poem had 5 stanzas. The 3rd stanza is left out of most hymnals, including ours. The 3rd verse originally was not a verse about the first Christmas. It was a verse about what's happening in the world now. "Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angels' strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And when at war, we cannot hear the love song the angels bring. Oh, hush the noise, oh, you in strife, and hear the angels sing." There's a kind of noise that deafens us to the love song of the angels. The season of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, as we journey to Bethlehem, there's a time to hush the noise. Last Sunday, we heard about John the Baptist in the wilderness calling the people to repentance. People from all over went to hear John. He famously called the religious hypocrites and sinners a brood of vipers. Today we find that John has been removed from the wilderness and thrown into prison. His noise was strong. His life was in danger. And we know he ends up being executed. So he reaches out to Jesus from prison and asks, "Are you the Messiah?" Now, Matthew was primarily telling his story to a Jewish audience. The mission of Matthew was to show that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Matthew's audience was pretty much obsessed with waiting for the promised Messiah. They could recite from memory Isaiah's promises that Messiah will give sight to the blind, the lame will walk, the brokenhearted and the sick will be healed, the dead even will be raised. The poor, who live almost every moment of their lives with bad news, the poor will receive good news. And the Messiah, it's promised in Isaiah, will bring freedom to those in captivity. So John the Baptist, a prisoner in captivity, reaches out. Hey, Jesus, remember me? I'm in prison. And isn't it in the job description of Messiah to set the captive free? And then Jesus answered, the signs about being the Messiah are all there. Up to this point, Matthew, the storyteller, has shown that all the things that Isaiah talks about have been done in Jesus. The blind see, the lame walk, the brokenhearted and the sick are healed. The dead have been raised to life. And then comes the key statement of Jesus. Blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. The Greek word for take no offense is skandalon. That's the original language. In the original language, skandalon was an object that you would trip over, causing you to stumble and fall flat on your face. In our modern day, we say that if a politician or, God forbid, a church leader does something terrible, we call it a scandal. Skandalon. That's where we get the word scandal from. Skandalon. Such things cause people to fall. Scandals cause people to fall away from God. Now, a big part of the obsession about the promised Messiah in the time of Jesus was the expectation that the Messiah would be a political leader, a worldly king. And Jesus is saying here, don't let these expectations in your mind make you fall or stumble. There's more to being the Messiah than you can understand. Open your minds. And if you can do this, blessed are you. Now, the word for blessed here in Greek is makarios. It's a word that appears 50 times in the New Testament. We're familiar with this in what we call the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who grieve. Blessed are the peacemakers. Now, sometimes makarios is translated as happy. Happy are the peacemakers. But this is really not a word about emotions. Makarios doesn't always include a feel-good happiness within. In fact, you can feel unhappy. You can be sad and still have makarios. Makarios is that deep spiritual joy, that deep spiritual satisfaction within, that knowing you're connected to God. The mission of Jesus was to connect people to God. The mission of Jesus was to prevent people from falling away from God. Jesus was teaching here, we can be connected to God. We can have makarios in difficult times, even in prison. John the Baptist was there and he was tired and he was weary, probably scared. He was in prison wondering about the value of his work. Are you the one? I've been saying you're the one. Are you the one? And Jesus gets a message to John. Blessings abound. People are getting connected to God in miraculous ways. Yes, John, Messiah is here. This is Advent. This is our preparation for Christmas. We prepare for the coming of Jesus by being connected to God, by having an open heart and mind to hear God's love song. The other day I had a medical procedure, which most of you have heard about. With needles, medicine was injected directly into both of my eyes. Now, I typically go through a period of anxiety before this procedure. The worst anxiety this past week came several minutes before the injection. My eyes had already been prepared, numbed, and so on, and I was waiting in the chair for the doctor. As I waited, I started to focus on some noise in the room. Behind me, there was a heater throwing out hot air. And the self-talk started in my mind. My right brain, to use a psychological term, was warning me, "You might get too hot. You could pass out if you get too hot. You're starting to sweat, aren't you? Maybe you should ask someone to turn that heater off. Or maybe you should just suffer. Maybe you might pass out. Maybe you'll be too hot." And it went on for 10 minutes. That self-talk just cycled in my brain. And finally, my left brain decided, enough is enough. Now, I can't share with you here the exact wording that was running through my left brain, but let's say it was colorful. My left brain was basically saying, hush the noise. Now, that self-talk was very loud and, as I say, colorful at first. But the left brain was taken over. Hush the noise. Hush the noise. And finally, I entered into a state of Macarius. I didn't hear the noise anymore. I didn't hear that noise of that heater. I entered into a state of peacefulness. I was ready for what was about to happen. Whatever is happening in your life right now, or whatever is about to happen, it's time for you to embrace and experience and receive Macarius. Forget the age of Aquarius. Jesus came to usher in the age of Makarios. Jesus came to connect us to God. Jesus came to connect us to God's heart. There comes a time when the best we can do with all this going on is just to embrace. Hush the noise. Makarios is a gentle word. It's a word of grace and peace. Makarios is being connected to God. Makarios is self-talk that says, it is well with my soul. Makarios is that grace that says, it's going to work out. Makarios is that grace that says, it's going to be okay. Makarios is God's love song. Skandalon is a hard word. It's a harsh word, a way of being disconnected from God. Skandalon is self-talk that says, you're in trouble, it's not well with your soul. Skandalon is the world's song. Jesus came down to shut down the skandalon. He came to turn up the Makarios in our hearts and souls. Jesus came to bring us peace and shalom, that deep inner joy of knowing we're connected to God. So however your life is hard right now, hush the noise and let yourself be connected to God. If your circumstances aren't what you expect them to be, hush the noise and let yourself be connected to God. If you have an illness right now, hush the noise and let yourself be connected to God. If you're heartbroken or grieving now, hush the noise and let yourself be connected to God. As a pastor, I've often wondered why Christmas seems to be the biggest celebration of the year. Sometimes it seems as if we do more for Christmas than we do for Easter. Perhaps it's because our brains are wired to find Makarios and Shalom in a newborn baby more than in a Messiah suffering and dying on a cross. In our culture, Christmas is certainly greater than Easter in the culture. And maybe that's a good reminder for us to know as church that the world out there is longing for Makarios. The world desperately wants the peace, the joy, and the love, the hope that comes with God coming down to us. For the sake of the world, my friends, let's be about the business of helping people to get connected to God, helping others to hush the noise. Let us pray. You know the drill. Think about the noise in your life. Think about a struggle, an illness. Bring to your mind a dashed expectation. Bring to your mind a fear and anxiety. Bring to your mind a heartbreak or a grief. And as these things are in your minds, listen to God.